I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says thousands of troops are being sent back into Afghanistan to try to secure the Kabul airport. Right now, no flights in or out of the airport.
We've certainly seen all the dramatic video coming from the airport today, and we obviously don't want anyone else to get hurt. So we're going to work methodically in coming hours to restore a safe and secure environment so that air operations can resume.
At least 7 people have died at the airport. The Taliban takeover comes 2 weeks before the date President Biden had set to withdraw the last U.S. combat troops from Afghanistan. The president will speak later today at the White House. Illinois Republican Congressman and Afghan vet Adam Kinzinger was asked what went wrong.
I think accountability for why did this go so wrong? Where was that lack of planning? That's very important for the fact that we still have military operations around the world.
The Taliban says it would soon begin forming a new government in Afghanistan. I'm Ed Donahue.